This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Here on the eve of July 4th weekend. If you're out there in your car, drive safe. Take it easy this weekend.
It's hard not to put the pedal down to the metal when this is on, though.
Well, yeah, but there's no... You look at it out there, nobody's putting their pedal to the metal
there's
out there.
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, nowhere to go.
Lakin's still here.
Oh, yeah. He's waiting. I think he's trying to wait it out.
Yes.
Yep. You just don't see him pass four.
What's that? I know. What's he doing here? Him and Tucker. I feel like they take the carpool or something. You listen to us on the radio, in the free Odyssey app, and on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. I haven't said hi to YouTube. We stream live on YouTube. Let's get to our very special top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Listen, it's Harper at the halfway through what has just been a glorious.
Perfect.
Nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And I expect that the final six and a half years.
You say the second half.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
To go just as swimmingly as the first half.
Oh, great. So no championship.
Well, but it's some moments.
Okay, yeah, some moments.
Some moments. Definitely don't need a downturn.
No.
That won't handle that well.
Be tough for you.
Yeah. But again, we don't take things personal on this show.
No, we don't. Remember?
We just keep our heads down.
We do our job.
Do our job.
Entertain the masses. Yep.
All right, so I'm happy today.
Yep.
Are my five favorite Harper home runs. Different from the five best Harper moments.
Yep.
And
this
five,
is your favorite.
And different than the five biggest Harper home runs.
Okay, yep.
Starting at number one. Listen.
Starting
at number five.
Okay.
It's a holiday weekend. He didn't hit a home run in his first game as a Philly. No, he got booed. Who could forget?
Yep.
The Hardos in the 400 level went out of LeBoo because he ground, and they called after the game and said, "We're paying him $330 million. Do it." I remember that show.
Yeah.
And Marks is very mad at those people.
Yeah.
Very mad at those people. But he did get on the board in his second game as a Philly. Bryce Harper's first home run in a Philly's uniform.
Swung on. Hit deep. And there it is. Way back to right into the second deck.
Wow.
And the fans get what they want as Harper has hit number one as a Philly.
Now, I don't really remember that one. So you said that was the second game?
It was the second game. So they played Thursday opening day,
sure,
off Friday, and then Saturday at home. Yes.
So he hit a home run in his second game.
Yeah. Funny enough, it was off of former first-round pick by the Phillies, Jesse Biddle.
Oh, I remember Jesse Biddle.
I remember. I don't remember who.
He's active on Instagram.
Who was he playing with?
Yeah.
He was on the Braves.
Oh, the Braves.
Do you remember how his career fell apart here?
Yeah, he got hit with hailstones.
Yeah, hit with a piece of hail.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He got a concussion.
Now that his career kind of went off track. Yeah,
that probably was the first time I started questioning baseball players, man.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of remember when Madsen broke his toe kicking the...
he was upset.
Yeah, kicking the chair.
In the dugout, right?
Yeah. I think it was in the clubhouse.
I think it was on his way back to the clubhouse, yeah.
I noticed that home runs to the second deck.
Feels I almost said, what's the difference?
Between the dugout and clubhouse?
That's good. It's good.
Football guy.
Football guy.
Yeah.
Sideline and locker room, any difference there?
The same.
Listen to Bryce hit the home run to second deck. Feels like it's been a while.
Yeah, well, he has one this year.
Second decker.
I knew Spike would pull that out. Well, I did notice it, too. It was the second deck.
Well, he's 27.
Jack was celebrating a long 300-foot foul ball the other day.
Almost went out.
Yep.
Opposite way. It's kind of shows the power still there,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yep.
My fourth favorite Harper home run is one that actually Spike was in attendance for.
Oh, against the Mets.
It was against the Mets.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Dead ballpark.
Yep.
MB3 brought back to life.
Severino's ready, and the pitch. Harper swings, drives it high and deep center field. Bader going back to the track, looking up, and it's gone! Off the batter's eye! Two-run home run for Bryce Harper. Straightaway center field. And there's life back in the joint as the Phillies trail by a run. It's 3-2.
Yeah, I was going crazy during that.
Yeah, I was mad. I was at home.
Oh, yeah.
I went to one. Yeah, I went to the first game, and I was like, I ain't going to go back tomorrow.
Yeah. That was a moment where I had to be alone.
Yeah.
This is when I left the group.
Yeah, this is when Spike found out that Jack does not stand there with us.
Yeah, Jack's a psycho.
Yeah. But, yeah, he breathed that home run, brought life back. Cassiano's next at bat went yard as well to make it 3-3. That game ended crazy. I mean, you had Stott hit the triple, and then Cassiano's walked him off. So it was a really fun game, highlight of the series. Everything after that was death.
Yep.
My third favorite Harper home run. So this is after... Bedlam at the Bank sends them to the World Series, and they come back from Houston. It's 1-1.
Oh, this is a good one.
First at bat.
Yeah.
In CBP since Bedlam at the Bank.
Man.
In a Phil's uniform.
And McCullers kicks and comes home. And the pitch swung on. Hit deep. Yes. Right field. And the Phillies are going to lead it.
Yeah, they are.
Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top with a two-run home run over the out-of-town scoreboard. Simply amazing. Harper here at home has homered on back-to-back swings.
Listen to this. Crazy.
2-0 Philadelphia here in the bottom of the first.
Dude. You couldn't have convinced me we weren't winning the World Series after that.
That was the game that hit the 5 home runs.
Yeah. There was no way we weren't winning the World Series.
Baseball's so weird, man. It really is.
No hit the next night.
Yeah, we didn't win another game.
Yep.
Game 5, just brutal, brutal. But that moment, and if you remember on TV, they show it because it's the first pitch, and Smoltz basically calls it. Smoltz is like, I bet Harper's sitting first pitch slider here.
Yeah.
First pitch slider launches.
Wow.
Launches it.
This hour, by the way, brought to you by Guided Dorn Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 18 months to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Dorn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
My second favorite Harper home run. So if you remember, game 2 down in Atlanta ends with Harper making an aggressive base running error as Michael Harris makes an unbelievable catch, doubles off Bryce at first base. After the game, Orlando Arcia heard laughing around the clubhouse, attaboy Harper. Well, Bryce had something coming for him.
Long hold. Now the 2-2 swing and a fly ball right center field. It's deep. Harris going back to the track near the wall. He will jump and he makes the catch. Harper's around second. Has to double back through the infield. He'll slide into first. He's out. It was Austin Riley who took the throw from Michael Harris and he throws out Bryce Harper who took a gamble and lost. And so have the Phillies. The right-hander's pitch. Swung on. Belted. Wow. Deep right field. And it's long. Gone for Harper. A second deck 3-run home run for Bryce Harper. And the Phillies take the 4-1 lead.
By the way, the shocker that Harper gambled trying to get the second on a hit there. hard to believe that ended poorly.
I was trying to be aggressive.
Trying to score
from first base.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't fault him.
And Arcia actually got DFA'd this year.
He did.
So, yep.
I love it. Every time it gets brought up on the broadcast, someone, whether it's Fransky or Stock or last time it was Murph. So Murph from the back goes, attaboy.
Oh, really?
Attaboy. Always appreciate it. Harper, of course, hit 2 that night. One member of this show had that plus 3,300.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude, that was a good night.
$10?
$10, always.
Yeah, there you go.
We're not getting too cocky.
Yep.
But no need to waste anyone's time. Here is the number one, my favorite, Bryce Harper home run.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes! Yes!
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
Well, that's what hurts about that. End of that call. I hope it's not.
Yeah. You may be right.
You may be prophetic
right.
There.
Maybe. I hope not. But
those are some great home runs.
Well, Bedlam at the bank, again, being there for that, I think obviously the crowd was loud, but it's almost like a state of, did that just happen?
Right.
So I always contend that the Hoskins home run was louder, like the bat spike, because it was like the roof went off the place.
Yeah.
The Harper home run was like, did he really just do that?
Yeah.
Did he really just do that?
I don't know when. I was watching I've brought this up before, you deny it. I'm going to find it at some point. At some point, I was watching a Facebook Live of you and Seltzer doing a pregame show for a playoff game, and you said he was the best Philly of all time.
So we haven't done Facebook Lives since like 2019.
Whatever it was. Maybe it was Instagram. Whatever. I was watching it.
Well, we did. Maybe we did YouTube. I think I said he's the best Philly of all time. Like the best.
What's the difference?
Well, because I think Schmidt's the best baseball player to ever wear a Phillies uniform. But I think all that he encompasses, Bryce Harper's the best Philly.
He's disgusting.
How's that
man.
Different?
He's disgusting.
How do you expect people to differentiate what you just said?
Yeah, he's calling him like Mr. Phil.
Just walk with me.
He's like saying, this is like you saying that Brian Dawkins is the greatest Eagle of all time. He might not be the greatest player, but you're saying he encompasses the Eagleness.
Yeah, like Jason Kelce, a great, Eagle. Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper, Philly. He's the best Philly of all time. At that current moment. We'll see how the career plays out.
I hear you.
Listen, we might have had a few Miller Lights during the game.
No, believe me, in that moment, I could totally see you feeling that way. I thought he was the greatest. I know after that run, I was like, man, he's got to be the best postseason player I've seen here in Philadelphia.
A couple of runs there, man. Yeah.
I'm like, every big hit that was needed, he seemingly got it.
He got, yep.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Hey, this weekend, with it being 4th of July, just a reminder, with all the fireworks happening, make sure your pets are safe, and a lot of them are scared, so make sure they have a safe place to go to. Mm-hmm. Now, as the summer goes on and your pets need other stuff, Dogs and Cats Rule, that is the only place. There are 7 locations. I'll tell you where in a minute. But for summer stuff, they have all the summer stuff. Life jackets, you can take your dog on a boat. Cooling bandanas and cooling vests for when it gets to 90 degrees. They want to be outside anyway. Maybe a little puppy pool. They have it all at Dogs and Cats Rule. And the best staff you could ever hope for at a pet store. I know you've probably been in pet stores before. You ask a question about food, they give you a blank look. Not at Dogs and Cats Rule. They have the best staff anywhere. The lead dog, George Perenni, has made sure of it. So when you walk in there, you see all this high-end, awesome pet food. Cutting edge when it comes to pet nutrition, whether it's regular kibble or any of the fresh diet stuff, they're going to be able to lead you in the right direction and give you the answer you need. Plus toys and leashes and all of that stuff. It's the only place you need. 7 locations, as I mentioned, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, Pennington, and Princeton in New Jersey. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, it sounds like you guys are writing my man eulogy right now. You know what I mean? I've been listening all day, you know. Don't give up on him yet.
Mm-mm.
You know, he ain't done yet. You know? He got a lot more great baseball in him.
I hope so. Yeah.
And that's just the bottom line. Listen, I'm not going to let y'all forget how great this guy really is. You know, he took this franchise single-handedly and flipped it. It made him into a great franchise, okay? Made him a lot of money, put a lot of butts in seats. And the fact of the matter, not done what Bryce Harper has done, you know, to come in here and to, you know, ingratiate himself with the fan base the way he has, you know, when he don't have to do that, mm-hmm. you know, to, you know, be as great of a player he is in the postseason as he's been. And I don't think he's been as healthy, you know, the last couple years as he's trying to, you know, say he's been. And he's not the guy to say, oh, it woos me, oh, I have a knee injury, but I'm going to fight through it. You know what I mean? He's not that type of guy. He's just going to go out there and play.
Oh, yeah, and he doesn't, you know, make sure that everybody knows that he's hurt.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't do that all the time.
He doesn't do that often. But here's the thing, though, right? Right? Here's the thing, though, Spike, right?
Yeah.
You know, you move him out the outfield, move him to first base, he becomes a Golden Glover, you know, one of the best.
How many Golden Gloves does he have?
He has one. He has one, right?
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
No.
Yeah, well, he was up.
Should have had one, though.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, he does. Well, anyway.
No, he doesn't. It's okay.
He's still a good first baseman, a position he's never played before, you know. And the thing about him is this, right? You can count on one hand how many great moments he's had in the postseason. He almost saved our ass last year with the Mets. But this team has let him down year after year. After year, and I heard you, Spike, earlier talk to a guy and ask him, well, you know, it's just the same team that's won 95 games for him. It's the same team that's kept them afloat when he's been hurt. But the fact of the matter is, this team goes nowhere without Bryce Harper. And that's just the bottom line. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying to you is this, right? The guy has a lot of great baseball left. The eulogy is not written yet. He's just been a little banged up. And I tell you, if we make it to the playoffs this year, I'm willing to bet my bottom dollar he's going to have more great playoff moments to lift this franchise up as like he always does. But he gets no help, at least in the lineup. Ever.
Has he ever had any bad, you know, in pressure situations in the playoffs? Has he ever had any bad moments?
I don't see. No.
No?
I didn't see any. He's never had any protection. You know what I mean? They had Alec Bohm batting behind.
I just asked you a question, man. When he hits the big home runs, he has the same lineup as when he strikes out. So all I asked you was something very simple. Was that has in pressure situations in the playoffs, has he ever failed?
I don't know. When have you ever seen him fail?
Well, last year against the Mets. So he struck out with the bases loaded.
Against the Mets, but none of them did. No.
We, so you,
what I'm asking you is, you see him succeed more than fail.
Okay.
You know, you're trying to make him out to be the...
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to make him out to be anybody. But what you say is, which is wrong, that he's the only reason they're good. And he's not the only reason they're good. He's one of the reasons that they're good. They have the same record, the same winning percentage with him and without him since he's been here. I think he's a great player. He's not the only reason they're good. They have the best pitching staff, starting pitching staff in baseball. He's not the only reason they're good. Like, Kyle Schwarber's a great player. Trey Turner is a really good hitter. He's not the only reason they're good. Like, he's not. He is not. No, it's not other sports. It's not basketball. Like it's he's not the only reason they're good. So he is one of the reasons they are good, and he is a great player. But like you blaming all of their failures on other players and all of their successes on him is a misrepresentation of history. It's not what happened.
That's wrong, Spike.
Yeah, no, you're wrong.
It's more. No, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
You're trying to make this guy out to be an.
You're just trying
player.
To kiss his ass so he says your name again.
Trey Turner ain't been worth a damn since he's been here. He's had
he has more hits than any player in the National League this year.
All he does is
he has more hits than any player in the National League this year. So when Bryce Harper was on the injured list again, who was the guy that led the team to continue winning while he was hurt?
It's about damn time. He's getting paid $300 and something million. He need to have a good year. You know what I'm saying? He hadn't had a good year since he's been here.
He had a good year last year until he got hurt. But when he gets hurt, it doesn't matter. But when Bryce gets hurt, it's unlucky.
What I'm saying to you is this. I never said that. What I'm saying is this, right? You can say what you want to say about those tic-tac-ass players that you got on there with Bryce Harper. But the fact of the matter is, when he's out of the lineup, this team ain't worth watching.
They have the same winning percentage when he is out of the lineup.
Because he's been injured. So
no, you don't understand what I'm saying because you're so busy waiting to talk. Again, when he plays, they have a 536 winning percentage. When he doesn't play, they have a 536 winning percentage. Is that clear enough for you, Chuck?
Are you stupid?
No, you're dumb. You can't understand.
You count those same.
If I kneel, and get right in your ear,
make it seem like it's the same. When you look at
it, is the same.
You see, that is not the same.
It's the same number, Chuck.
What the hell is wrong with you? Do you think you're just that damn right or that damn good that you just get up here and you just run your mouth and think that you're just correct about everything?
No, you don't understand baseball. You don't understand baseball.
If the guy is not in the lineup,
yeah,
then those numbers are going to count against him. He's been injured.
No, you, again, Chuck, I don't think you understand this. I don't think you understand this. When, just one more time, just so we're really clear. When since Bryce Harper got here, when he plays in the game, they have a winning percentage of 536. When he doesn't play in the game, they have a winning percentage of 536.
Okay.
It's breaking your brain.
I'm talking about when you look at the baseball team, okay?
Yes.
You don't see the same thing, the same production from this baseball team. They got guys like, you know, Otto Kemp and you know, what's the guy that's complaining about not getting enough time?
Max Kepler.
They got
Max
guys
Kepler.
Like that, yeah. Coming up.
Yeah. You know, and also Kyle Schwarber and also Trey Turner.
Trey Turner. What about Trey Turner?
All right. I don't
know about Trey Turner. What has he done in the playoffs? What has he ever done in the playoffs besides meltdown?
All right. Good night,
Tell
Chuck.
Tell me that.
Good night, Chuck. Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive.
What I'm going to say to you is the guy is the best baseball player when he's healthy.
Yes.
On the planet.
No. He's not the best baseball player on the planet, Chuck. He's not even one of the 10 best baseball players on the planet. He's a great player. He's not the best baseball player on the planet. He might be the only player you've ever heard of. Like, I don't know if Chuck's a baseball guy.
No, they're only 500 this year without Bryce. And 523 without Bryce.
I think what he really was trying to say is that regardless of the numbers, the team isn't the same without
Bryce. Of course.
Bryce. I think
of
that's
course.
What Chuck was really saying.
Of course.
Saying.
What
They're
I think,
not the same.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. They're a much better team with him there. But what I was trying to point out is that Chuck refuses to give any credit to any of the other players on the team. Mm-hmm. They're all bums. And that none of the failures that they have had he is responsible for too, or he's at least in part. Like this thing we do with Bryce, and again, I truly believe he's a great player. I love that he's a Philly. Mm-hmm. But the thing we do with Bryce is all we say, look at what he did when they win. And when they lose, it's, one baseball player can only do so much. That can't be. Like, they either have to, do you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I know exactly what you're saying. Like, yeah, I know what you're saying.
It can't be.
Yeah.
He
can't be the reason that they win, but it gets absolved when they lose.
And by the way, Salisbury and Larry Anderson said the same thing. They said, well, he can get them to the World Series, but he can't win it for him. It's like, no. He can't get them to the World Series either. They all get to the World Series. I mean, baseball, Bryce Harper's only up four times. He's only up four times.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now, if he happens to come up with the big hits, the driving the runs.
For sure.
Then.
Yes.
Yes. But you know, he's not responsible for every run that they score.
No.
Yeah. He got great pitching.
Yes. The best starting pitching in baseball.
But you would agree. The team is not the same with Bryce out of the lineup.
And he is, this year he hasn't been, but largely he is their best player.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think he's great. I just, like, I don't think we need to live, we can talk about how great Bryce is without obliterating the rest of the team, who is pretty good.
Yeah, it's just like the Jalen thing.
Well, I was going to say it would be like giving the quarterback all the credit when they win, but then if they lose, you start blaming everybody else on the team.
Right.
Yeah.
And the key with Bryce is you just can't get personal like Chuck got, you know? We can't get personal with how much we love Bryce.
Right, we can't. Yeah, that'll hurt the show.
Yeah.
It'll hurt the show.
Well, but he's the number one Bryce guy.
Yep.
Yeah, well, number two.
Right, well... I never hear you that passionate about him.
Yeah, I know. Because, like...
it's more in a Jack way, in an emo way.
What?
Your positivity about Bryce.
I love Bryce.
It's like longing, you know?
Yeah,
it's like...
well, like, I think I have more of a fear of what the next 6 years could be like with Bryce.
Yes. Like, I hope they're not that way.
I'm currently in protection mode with Bryce, and I don't do what Jalen people do and try to pretend that he's the best player in baseball.
He's not.
Or, like, the best quarterback in football.
Yeah. He's not the best player in baseball. It's fine.
He's not.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But you do seem to give him way more leeway.
It's my man.
Yeah.
Well, don't bring up Jalen.
Well, no.
Because he gets no leeway.
Mm-mm.
All right.
With you, I'm saying.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Coming up next, I am given the top 10 free agents in Philly baseball.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, all right. 215.
Only Chuck could derail the show.
Yep. God bless him. We did a happy show, the whole show, really. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.